Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Florida dad fights off a brazen would-be kidnapper at a Florida CVS. As the couple walks out of the store with their four-year-old son, Nicholas Sterneman crosses their path. Sterneman quickly bends down, grabs the child by his neck, and starts to run off. But the boy's father doesn't let him get far, chases and wrestles the tot away from the perp, who then runs off.
Nancy, the father and a witness chased the attempted kidnapper down the street, where the police joined the chase and arrested Sterneman. Police say the boy was very shaken up by the event and would not let go of his mother. The parents were terrified during the 11:55 a.m. incident and said to be aware of your child every second.
Sterneman, 26, arrested on felony aggravated child abuse and kidnap of a child. A morning donut with a side of cocaine. Luis Correa Moeda, 32, of California, busted for selling a new synthetic drug out of a San Jose Yum Yum donut shop. This substance, pink in color, known as pink cocaine and various other street names like 2C, Pantera Rosa, Pink Panther, it contains a mix of ketamine, MDMA, meth, cocaine, and opiates. Police say they're seeing more cases of the drug that can cause symptoms like hallucinations, psychosis, and even death. Maybe the cops should hang out at Yum Yum Donut Shop more often. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Following the killings of two people discovered dead in a dorm room at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs last week, police say a student has now been taken into custody on murder charges. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
25-year-old Nicholas Jordan was taken into custody without incident by the Colorado Springs Police Department on two charges of first-degree murder. University spokesperson Jenna Press says that Jordan attended the school at the time of the deaths. The victims of the shooting have been named as 26-year-old Celie Rain Montgomery and 27-year-old Samuel Knopp, who is a student at the college, which is located approximately 70 miles south of Denver. We're now learning that Montgomery was not enrolled at the university at the time. Investigators announced on the social media platform X that an arrest warrant was obtained and that Jordan was apprehended by a tactical enforcement unit in Colorado Springs after the police's motor vehicle theft unit spotted him in a vehicle. According to authorities, the shooting on Friday seemed to be an isolated incident involving individuals who knew one another rather than a random attack at the school. Earlier statements from the police revealed that each victim was shot at least once. The coroner's office will determine precisely how they died. The two victims were already dead when officers arrived at the university's Creston House dorm building early on Friday morning after receiving a report of gunfire.
Following the shooting, there was a 90-minute campus-wide lockdown and the university was closed through Monday. Colorado police and public jail records have revealed that two people have been arrested on suspicion of murder and abuse of a corpse following the discovery of a girl's body encased in concrete and a boy's remains in a suitcase. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
36-year-old Karina Rose Menjarez was taken into custody by the City of Puebla Police Department, and according to county jail records, the other suspect in custody is 35-year-old Jesus Dominguez. Authorities say that it was in January that they discovered the girl's remains in a storage unit. Her body had been placed in a metal container and packed with concrete. The discovery was made as the unit was being emptied following unpaid rent. Police launched an investigation and began looking for Jesus Dominguez Jr. and Yesenia Dominguez, two children last seen in the summer of 2018. According to a new statement from the police department, the children had not been reported missing. The boys' remains were soon discovered in a suitcase placed in the trunk of a car after the investigation led authorities to a salvage yard in a vehicle owned by Menjarez. By mid-February, DNA testing had determined that the bodies were those of the two missing children.
Information regarding any relationship between the victims and the two arrested is currently being withheld by police.
Thanks, John. Joanne Shanahan Dudek's husband checks on his wife at 10 p.m. before going to sleep in his separate bedroom. The next morning, she's missing from their Arizona home, her car in the driveway, wallet and cell phone still in the home. But Joanne takes her passport, a change of clothes, and a credit card. Her daughter says mom called from a new number later that morning. Joanne told the daughter she checked into a rehab center for help with depression. There's been no financial activity. No one has heard from her since November 2022. Joanne Dudek, tall, with short blonde hair and blue eyes. If you have info on Joanne Shanahan Dudek, please call Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriffs, 602-876-1000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.